More than 4 dozen Texas House Democrats fled the state. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 5, 2025. More than 4 dozen Democrats from the Texas House of Representatives fled the state to block their Republican colleagues from voting on a redrawn map of the congressional districts, which would likely give Republicans 5 additional congressional seats. Among the Democrats who have fled the state are state reps John Busey III, Ann Johnson, Retta Bowers, Rafael Anquia, James Tolarico, Ramon Romero Jr., Suleiman Lalani, and Mihail Oplissa. Over 50 Democrats are reported to have fled Texas for Illinois or New York to prevent the Texas House of Representatives from reaching the quorum needed in order to hold a vote on the redrawn map of the congressional districts, according to CBS News. In a video posted to X, Busey explained that he was one of the Texas House Democrats who was breaking quorum to stop Donald Trump from stealing the election. Busey stated that he was refusing to stand idly by while President Donald Trump destroys the United States and the U.S. Constitution, adding that he was in Chicago. Trump and Governor Abbott are working together to try to rig Texas's congressional map, manufacturing 5 GOP seats to steal a majority in Congress after the 2026 midterms, Busey stated. I refuse to stand idly by while the president destroys our country, our Constitution, and our democracy. That's why I'm in Chicago. We're here talking with Governor Pritzker about how we can ensure that Texans have the representation that they deserve. If we break this quorum, ball is then in Governor Abbott's court, Johnson said. Who do you play for? Do you play for the people of Texas? And, are you going to call us back for the issues concerning them? Or are you going to demand we come back so that you can serve the interests of President Trump? We're going to find out. During a press conference in Chicago, Romero expressed that Democrats were standing tall, adding that while people were warning them they would be arrested or face fines, he would pay that price for America. Right now, there's folks saying that we walked out, and I think everyone behind me will say, we are standing up, and as Texans would say, we are standing tall, Romero said. There's others that are saying and warning us that they're going to arrest us or make us pay fines, I'll pay that price for America. And, I think everyone behind me would say they would do the same. When asked during an interview why he and other Texas House Democrats had left the state, Lalani pointed out that Texas families were burying their loved ones in the aftermath of the devastating flooding that ravaged the Texas Hill Country and left more than 130 Texans dead. The only thing we should be discussing now should be flood relief, emergency management, rebuilding, but instead we are talking about redistricting, which is racially gerrymandered, Lalani said. Lalani added that redistricting was taking representation out from the minorities and that was why they were out of the state. Breitbart News previously reported that Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., ordered the arrest of the Texas House Democrats after they failed to return to the Capitol as ordered on Sunday. Abbott accused the Democrats of having abandoned their duty to Texans. Texas House Democrats abandoned their duty to Texans, said Governor Abbott. By fleeing the state, Texas House Democrats are holding hostage critical legislations to aid flood victims and advance property tax relief. There are consequences for dereliction of duty. On Tuesday, Senator John Cornyn, RTX, issued a letter addressed to Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, Director Kash Patel, requesting that the FBI work with Texas law enforcement to locate and arrest Texas House Democrats who fled the state. Democrats have abandoned their offices by fleeing Texas, and a failure to respond to a call of the House constitutes a dereliction of their duty as elected officials, Paxton said. Starting Friday, any rogue lawmakers refusing to return to the House will be held accountable for vacating their office. Abbott was also reported to have filed a lawsuit with the Texas Supreme Court to remove State Representative Gene Wu, as the more than 50 Texas Democrats remain out of state, according to Q11 News. The governor has labeled Wu the ringleader of the derelict Democrats. In response to Abbott's lawsuit, Wu accused the governor of having failed the people of Texas and of using the courts to punish those who refuse to fail with him. My purpose has been clear from the start, to serve my constituents and fight for what's right, no matter the cost, Wu added. You will find that my commitment to the people of Texas is unbreakable,